Welcome everybody. Shir number 1543. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rav Aaron Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerfua Shalema Pesach Yosef Ben Hinda. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we're trying to finish off. A little bit more to go. In reference to Vidaba Dava, we're talking, of course, Vidaba Dava, what one could say on Shabbos, what one can't. Just an interesting thing. In general, when a person sees somebody and they want to wish them Refu Shleim, but the right way to say it is you say Shabbos Himi Lizek, Refuah Kareva Lova. Like the Shabbos cries out and the Refuah should come quick. In general, just we're talking about stam. A person meets somebody, they want to wish him a Refuah Shleim. Instead of saying Refuah Shleim, in general, that's how we do it. We say Shabbos Himi Lizek, Refuah Karoy V'Lovi. That the Shabbos itself is actually crying out that Refuah should come quickly. In general, that is how it is done. Interesting thing he brings down, does the Sefer Klolim, like we spoke about, you know, reference to Chaylim. Obviously, we make Mishaberichs. People make by the Torah, they get up to the Torah. The Gabbai makes many times Mishaberich for Chaylim. That is all fine. And especially, you know, on Shabbos, many people are there, everybody's in shul at the same time, and so on. So he says, Mutta, he brings this on page Shin Ayin Gimel, does it say for Klala, Mutta, Lemon, Misha Berech, Eitzel, say for Tarif, Lemon, Shay, Varech, Virapa, Achayla, Plainus, Bas Plainus, and you could say even for a specific individual, or people say, you know, many people give names. People sometimes line up, they're giving names. So you could do it, even doing it specifically for, let's say, somebody who gave birth or whatever the case might be, or bedavka bechlal chaylim. So that is an important thing to keep in mind. Right. So he says, even over there, you don't even have to be moisiv to say Shabbos Himalizek before Kareva Lavi. It's just a stama mishaberich type of a thing. Betzibur mutalayim mishaberich. He says Eisel Sefer Torah lahaskir sheivarch veirape and so on. Nachayla plainy, and also last year we spoke about sakana. It doesn't have to be bedavka sakana, but somebody's in whatever they need a refuah. They need a refuah, so that all that is okay. And that's talking to minig olim how people what they do on Shabbos. Okay, he says even more that he brings from the Ramon Simur Reish Pei Biches. We're not going to get into the whole thing. Now, just real quickly, I'm putting it out there. If a mutter levaka becholah b'shabbos becholah, if somebody goes to see a cholah that Rachmona Shlom shoes sakanas hayoyim, this mamish sakanas hayoyim lever chayzei sheis rapa, and you want to wish him a refuah shleim, a vein itzerach lehosif, and then he says taki, you don't say Shabbos Himi Lizek, you don't have to add Shabbos Himi Lizek refuah, you could just wish him a refuah shleim in a case in time whereby sakanas hayoyim. But a regular chayla, that's like we mentioned, we say Shabbos Himi Lizek or Fuk Reva Lavi. Okay, so just going further, he brings down on page Shinai and Dalit, actually, when he says, Mutta Levarach, says, say all from Sefer Klol, Mutta Levarach Chayla, again, a person sees somebody who's not so well. Rachman Oslan, Mutta Levarach Chayla, Afilu Kasha'ina Mesukin. And he's not sakana, whatever. Even in the street, you meet him, whatever. Ben b'yachad, ben b'tziba, avol tzarech l'hoisef. So I guess even if you're saying, according to how he's explained, even if you're saying refuah shleima, telling the person to refuah shleima, which l'chayra, I guess, will be okay, avol tzarech l'hoisef, to add on, Shabbos Himi Lizek, refuah kareva lava. You're adding it on, v'tam. The reason why we add this on, Shekeshemoisef milim elu ein habracha ma'arid sar oy bechi. In other words, it's not like when you should say refuah shleima. So again, you're dealing with problems of tsar. It's causing, you know, whatever refuah shleima tsar, whatever the case might be, or could cause crying. So rakshe nechshu nechshu devar of divrei tanchumim. Right? It's like divrei tanchumim. You're saying Shabbos Himi Lizek or refuah kareva lavi. He's saying to the chayla, "Shani tzarich levakash rachmim b'yom zed." Today's Shabbos, that the schutz haShabbos. He says it's really what it means. This whole thing is like it's the schutz haShabbos. You don't really, since in the how do you say the schutz of Shabbos, we don't really have to cry out to Hashem because you have the schutz of Shabbos today. So that schutz of Shabbos itself is going to save you, right? That Tzilu Mitzari says, "Belit tefillah." Even without tefillah, it's just pasha plain and pasha the schutz of Shabbos. It's just teaching and sort of like translating what exactly this is all about. This Shabbos Himi Lizek Refuah Kareva Lavi, and you tell a chayla on Shabbos that this chus of Shabbos should save you from the tsar and the pain and heal you and so on, even without the tefillahs themselves. Because, like you, if you're going to say Rafu Shalema, that's a tefillah. So you're saying Shabbos Yimi Lizik. I guess either one, if a person just says Shabbos Yimi Lizik or Rafu Kareva Lovay, or you're saying Rafu Shalema. Also, but to add on to this one piece, Shabbos Yimi Lizik or Rafu Kareva Lovay, is what has to be done on Shabbos. So that's the point of this whole thing, to explain that a person is understanding that it's the Shabbos, Schus HaShabbos, and it takes away the tzar and the pain and so on. It's and we see this taka that the brachas of Shabbos is a tremendous, tremendous thing. We have to know, not just for chayla, for parnasa, shaducha, for everything, the brachas, the brachas of Shabbos. We say it in the Lachadoidi, that the brachas on Shabbos should be mamshech, the mamshech onto the week. They continue on to the week, and it's a tremendous, tremendous thing. The brachas of Shabbos, not just like we spoke about last time, to use every minute of Shabbos the right way, but the etzem brachas of Shabbos itself is a tremendous, tremendous tayelis in healing people and helping people and so on. May we all be taka zeicha to the brachas of Shabbos all week long. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha. Kol tuv.